How homeless should you have to be to qualify as homeless? Ask someone like Steve Busey, director of homeless services at the local nonprofit LifeWorks, and you'll probably get an answer like this.
How homeless is homeless when you do not have the same place to go night after night or week after week, and you are not able to pay rent, you don't have a credit history, you don't have any rental background, you're homeless. That's my definition of homeless.
But if you ask the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, you'll get an entirely different response. HUD's definition is focused on single adults living in the streets. And HUD provides a lot of money for services that help those people, more than $4 million a year just in Austin. The U.S. Department of Education's definition includes children and families who have lost their homes and are staying temporarily with other families or are living in motels.
That means that when the families are seeking resources to become rehoused, they have access to fewer of the opportunities that are out there.
Kathy Riquejo runs Project Help. It's a program in Austin ISD that tries to connect the district's 2,000 or so homeless students with the kind of services funded by HUD. But if the student is sleeping on a friend of a friend's floor, like many of them are, they don't have access to those services.
They are unable to access the kind of support that families in shelters are getting, although they have the same problem. They don't have a permanent place to live.
HUD says it recently changed its definition of homelessness to expand eligibility. But those changes have been met with skepticism. Philip Lovell is with the Alliance for Excellent Education. He advocates for at-risk middle and high school students. Lovell says the changes by HUD were accompanied by so much red tape that it's almost impossible for children and families to qualify as homeless. For example, he says they have to prove in writing that they're only staying at a friend's house for 14 days or less.
Sometimes families are staying with other people in violation of leases. So the regulations basically ask someone to put in writing that they're allowing someone to stay with them in violation of a lease, and that's just not going to happen.
Service providers can apply themselves to use HUD money to help homeless families with children that are doubling up with other families, but there's no extra money for that, so they have to prove it would be a better use of money than what it's being used for right now. Meantime, more than 60,000 homeless children in Texas are ineligible for federal aid provided by HUD, according to a report this week by the Alliance for Excellent Education. That's 4 out of 5 homeless students in Texas. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.